to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and Spads Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Now this is Christmas time. Celebrate and stand. With furniture on, you can we'll make it with your wine. Same day approvers and special offers. Get cash back for the best Christmas ever. Sorrel making, hey. Garlic postering, hey. Holland black cake eating. Now this is Christmas, hey. Take advantage of reduced rates all October long at Republic Bank.
We're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening. Pick two. A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by two, by three, even five. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on pick two and Multi-X. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. Pick two with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Alexander was discharged from the hospital having recovered from a diabetic coma. He promised that he would not drink again and would eat all the greens and healthy food Paulette prepares. Divine and Unique had lunch together, and Divine noticed Unique was coughing occasionally and suggested she see a doctor, but Unique insisted it was just a cold. As we return, Usher is calling Robin.
Oh yeah, every second of the program.
Hello? Sean?
Yeah, Robin. It's Sean, Usher King.
Oh, hey.
What's going on?
I home, lie down.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, man. I ain't had a woman like you in a long time. Proper thing. Respect the hustle, you know.
I'm glad you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, to the point I want to see you again.
And you paying double again?
Whatever you want, baby. Man, that's got to pay for proper things.
What you just do for a living again?
This and that. Here and there. You know what I mean?
That sounds like something illegal. Long as there's no kind of drug dealing business. Alright. I don't know. I ain't feeling my best right now.
What happened?
Just ain't feeling my best.
I see you still coughing.
It is ease and come again.
And you still ain't been unchecked to see if it is TB.
Where I would get her from?
I had it a few months ago. But I take my treatment and now I up and kicking again.
Right. Says the man who didn't want to use a condom.
But you talk me out the door.
Because I don't take them kind of risk, buddy. I's a working girl and I got to be on me P's and Q's.
I understand, but when a man feels a nice thing like you, can't help it.
So tell me something. You just go around the place having unprotected sex with other sex workers?
Look, I tell you, I've been inside and it's only a couple months now.
You had a boyfriend in prison?
Boyfriend? I give you the impression I like men.
The reality is that things is happening in prison. Alright, I can take your word for it.
Yeah, man. I don't discriminate against nobody. But that's not my thing. And you're the first working girl I actually hook up with.
Really?
Not like you believe me.
No.
Ain't no reason to lie. Yeah, I had a little girlfriend for about a month after I come out, but she was bare problems. She started behaving stupid real quick.
She wanted you to use a condom.
Excuse me, woman. Are you using no condom with you?
Well, I gotta let you know I got a man.
Oh,
yeah. He died in the bush, but it's more than 5 years now me and he dealing.
So how often he does come out?
2-3 times a year. He spent a month or two and then go back. But now he's saying he want done with bush and come out to me and he could really build life out here.
Life I think you were before.
Look, we did business. Don't get mixed up. I got me fella and I ain't left in he.
Well, he's a lucky fella.
Yeah.
Anyway, girlfriend, I really think you should go by the chest clinic and see about the girl. I want nothing to happen to you.
All right. Thanks for the little advice.
When you decide you're ready for work again, let me know. I can pay you whatever you want.
Okay. Yeah, bye. Like he catch feelings.
I want to see you again too. Oh my girl. You don't need to worry about Kavita. She doesn't have access to my phone, trust me. But seriously, when could I come over again? That song too long. Yeah, I mean it's a couple days. But you don't understand how bad you bad, girl. So when you gonna get your friend to hook up with us? We can make it happen this weekend? Boy, you mind if we tape it? Yeah, you, me, and her. It gonna be wild, babes.
Johnson?
I gotta go. Call you back later. Bye.
Babes, you in here?
Yeah, Kavita.
Hey.
That's a new lip gloss?
Yeah, cherry flavor. You like it?
I guess.
Whatever. What you up to?
Nothing really. I'm just chilling. Glad you came over though.
Jonathan, I have something important for us to discuss.
Oh boy, here we go.
Oh, come on. Don't make that face.
What is it?
I've been thinking.
Yeah?
Since you don't want to use condoms and I don't want to get pregnant, I was thinking about getting on the pill.
Oh? Birth control?
Yeah. We got to be responsible, Jonathan. I don't want a baby before I'm ready.
But, those things don't have side effects.
Everything has some kind of side effects, but it's not to the point that it will kill you or anything.
Okay.
Any mild side effects I might have are better than us ending up with a baby we are not ready for.
Okay. As long as you're okay with it and it's not affecting you in any negative way, it's cool.
Yeah.
So this means I won't have to worry about anything?
It's not like you were worrying before, Mr. I don't like to use condoms. But anyway, being on a pill won't protect me from sexually transmitted infections.
Who's even worried about stuff like that? I don't know anyone who had an STI.
So that means they don't exist? STIs are on the rise worldwide and prevalent in Guyana.
We're young. Older people probably get those things.
Oh gosh, sounding ignorant is not a good look on you, Jonathan.
I just saying.
Anyone who is sexually active can get an STI. It doesn't discriminate based on age, ethnicity, gender, or sexuality.
Alright, doc.
You need to get serious.
I'm serious right now about getting it on.
No, stop. I'm not done talking to you.
What now?
So I have taken a step to protect us from ending up with an unwanted pregnancy.
Okay.
Have you made up your mind about getting on PrEP?
Isn't that mostly for guys in the LGBT community?
What?
I'm just asking.
Jonathan, you really need to educate yourself.
Look, me and the guys were talking about it, and they said PrEP is for gays and so on in the LGBT community.
PrEP is for anyone who is sexually active and want that extra protection from getting HIV.
Yeah, but Kavita, are we really at risk?
We are sexually active.
With each other? Unless you have another boyfriend or something, I don't see what all the fuss is about.
I don't have another boyfriend. And you're sure you're not seeing any other girl?
Nah, it's only you.
And you're sure?
Like you don't trust me?
I do trust you. If I didn't, I wouldn't be in a relationship with you.
Okay, so we trust each other. Why can't we just enjoy a relationship without all the extra stuff? I'm not gonna give you a disease.
Okay, but I still want you to consider getting on PrEP. Soon as I turn 18, I'm getting on it.
Here we go again with this PrEP talk.
I was doing research. There is what they call event-driven PrEP. That is when PrEP is taken before and after sex. And then there is PrEP you use every day.
Oh, okay.
So...
Alright, I'm gonna think about it.
Don't just think about it. Do it, Jonathan.
Okay.
Your phone just pinged.
Ignore that. It's probably Daddy.
At least check it.
It's nothing, man. I don't want anything to distract me right now. I'm trying to spend some time with my girl. Come here.
Stop it, Jonathan.
Too much talking, girl.
About her 19-year-old daughter, Tracy, what's going on?
So, you and Maurice will be spending Christmas in the UK.
Yes, Auntie Martha. Gosh, I'm so excited.
Well, visa-free travel to the UK has made it a lot easier for Guyanese now.
I never dreamed I would be going to England at the end of the year. Who would believe it?
Well, whatever is for you is for you. So how long you plan on staying?
3 weeks.
But you know the UK is really cold in December and January.
Oh gosh, there's the one thing I ain't looking forward to.
It's probably wiser to go when it's warmer.
Yeah, but I think Maurice just wanted to take me somewhere, and why not take advantage of the visa-free travel?
It's not the first time Guyana has had visa-free travel to the UK, you know. We had visa-free travel up until the early 90s.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, I want you to enjoy yourself when you get there.
Oh, Auntie Myrtle, I plan to.
So things continue to go well for you and Maurice, eh?
Oh, Auntie Myrtle, I know he has a pass. But he has been so good to me. Loving, caring, attentive. I really have no complaints.
Well, I hope it lasts.
He's been putting in the work. He's still in therapy, and we talk about our feelings.
Okay.
And I really love him, Auntie Myrtle. I really do. You know, there were times I thought I would never find love again. But, oh gosh, Maurice, he's the one for me, Auntie Myrtle.
I just want you to be careful, Catalina. You're going with him to another country now. Just be extra cautious.
You really think Maurice would take me out of the country to do something to me?
I am not saying that. But just be cautious.
Okay.
So I see you're wearing the ring. Have you two discussed a wedding date?
Yes, sometime next year. And you know you and Alexis got to help me with the wedding plans.
We will be there for whatever you need, Catalina.
And it's just going to be you and Denzel living here once I move in with Maurice.
We'll be all right.
And if Maurice ever upsets me, I could always come back home.
Right.
I know you're still worried, Auntie Myrtle, but don't. Maurice is proof that an abusive man can change. I just wish more of them will make the decision to change and stick to it. We have to support them in their decisions because too many women are suffering and have lost their lives.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to exercise all safety measures as we fight COVID-19 together.